Thank you.
Where did he say we
Okay.
are? Where are we?
Simon Lamed Beis, Sif Chof Gimel.
None of this.
Okay, Hashena. Now we finished with the food. Finished with the food. Now we're on to the sleeping. Hashena Havim Mutzas. So middle of the road sleep is good. Is good for your health, right? Which is the same rule that he's been saying throughout, which is that everything's got to be down the middle, which is where tznius comes from, right? Because the food, when you what do you call it? It digests when you're sleeping, and then your how do you touch it gets to rest. And let's say something happens to you that you're not allowed, that you can't sleep. So then what you got to do is you have to eat things that will cause you to be able to sleep, right? Meaning there's certain foods that can help you, that can help you sleep. Hold on, my thing just crashed. Because I'm on my app and it totally crashed. Board parrots? Thank you. Vim yikra loy machmas choyli sheina yochalish. And let's say you can't sleep. You have to eat things that will make you sleep. But too much sleep will damage, because then the head gets full of the edim. Really means like how do you say it? Like the steam, it really means steam, vapors, that's it. Because you're gonna have all this ashan. This is not the first time the kids are saying this. And he said many times, he says that this vapors or smoke goes into your head. If you eat too much, now he's saying if you sleep too much, then it messes with your head. Could be that's why you wake up sometimes, you're in a fog. I wonder if that's where that comes from, right? But the bottom line is that it's important to sleep, so you gotta have food that'll make you sleep, right? Sorry, I don't know why I'm having such technical difficulties here. Okay. I'm sorry, I left it off middle of the sentence. A major hezek. You gotta make sure you don't go to sleep right after you eat, which we also saw yesterday or the day before. You have to make sure you don't sleep when you're hungry. When you don't have food in the body, then you're gonna have a lot more heat, body heat from the exercise. And you're gonna nifsan, and you're gonna have this smoke vapors that are gonna make you gonna make you lose the yalla lamoyach, and that's gonna go into the brain. Kishigishan, when you sleep, your marashasav gavayim, your head should be elevated, should be up like on pillows. The fisha yazal aredes is a samaycha and piyotz. What it does is, if your head is on a tilt, so then whatever these vapors are gonna go back down into the body. Yismaatu, and it's going to limit whatever these things are going into the head. Hashena tvias he belila. The natural sleep is during the night. Machina sayyam mazekis. Sleeping during the day is damaging, and it's not good only to those that are used to it. And I know to say that Shana, where he's going to discuss it. Really, Be'atzem, Me'ikara Din, it is usur to sleep during the day. But nowadays, we say you're allowed to because of because we're used to it, like the kids just said. Rechitza, how do you take a shower? How do you bathe? You should bathe every 7 days. And people want a heter to bathe daily, right? Maybe in the old days, that's what they did. Right? Meaning the old days, they did once a week, so therefore you can't shower on Shabbos. Nayamtif. But nowadays that we shower often, then maybe yeah. Anyways, same thing. You can't go into the bathhouse not when you're hungry and not when you're full. You should only go in once the food starts digesting. Wash your body in hot and afterwards with warm water. And then you means that you gradually lower the heat until you get to cold. When you leave the bathhouse, make sure you leave fully clothed and cover your head. So like Tishla Kara, so that the cold air will not rule over you. But even in the summer, you have to be careful. And afterwards, you have to sit and have Yishuv Das, right? Meaning, you gotta have like a cool down. Don't just jump out of the shower and then go on your regular way. And then eat. Maybe that's see them get it that on Friday outside the mikvahs they sell cholent and kugel and all those things. We ma'at. If you sleep a little bit after you get out of the merchants, then that's very good. I don't know. I don't know if that's what a minute comes from, to sleep on Friday afternoon. The Chassidim have a minute that you sleep Friday afternoon. Maybe that's where it comes. I don't know. You should live in a place where the air is pure and clean, in a high altitude, and in a large house. See, for those people that want to live in a large house, it's a befer shekatzah. And if it's possible in the summer, don't. I didn't realize my video is not on. In the summer, don't live in a place where it's open to the north wind, or to the east wind. And there should be nothing there that's going to, dirty, mold. The house should always smell good, and it should always have good smoke. So this is pro. This is the thing that they have. The smell, they pump in the smell like hotels do in the lobby. People can buy enough of the houses. So it seems like the kids would be pro that. What's the proper air? Should be equal. It should be somewhere in the middle, like we learned everything should be in the middle between the cold and the hot. So lo yicham is basically harbe b'mos acharif kederach hanoshim bli das. Don't let your house get too hot in the summer, that the way people do that have no das. Because when you're very hot, many sicknesses come. Rachmanaluson. So do it in a way that you don't feel any cold at all. It shouldn't be too hot either. Right? Fine. Chav Zayin. Lishmar chusha. So how do you keep your sight going? Yizar midvaram elo. You got to be careful from these things. Don't go quickly from darkness to light. And if you do need to, yiftachas ma'at, open the door a little. V'yistakel b'ayse ar muat, ezer regaim. Look at that light for a little bit. for a few seconds, then open it a little bit more, v'yistakel, gamkin v'yisa or eiza regoim, and look at that light for a few seconds, v'achakach, then you could open the door all the way. So everything gradual. Same thing when you go from light to dark. Just going, swapping out dark to light to dark, without any middle thing, mazik l'ri'iyah, damages the sight. That's the way Hashem created the world. The sun goes over the land little by little. I mean, it just doesn't become light instantly. And shkia also happens gradually. That he gives light and to those that live on it and pity with pity with rachmanis. It doesn't automatically become light. And light that comes from the sun, that really means that it bounces back, it's like reflected. The sun is shining on some place, and from there the light comes. That is not good. So that's when you get, when something, when the light comes off of glass or mirrors. So that's very blinding light. I'm assuming that's what the kids is referring to. Don't live in a house that all the windows are on the north side, because the sun doesn't come to the north. The only light you're going to get is reflective light, which is not good. Even if you have windows to the east or the south or the west, if you can't see the sky, you could go and shiyesh connecting chaimis. You have high walls. That's also just reflective. So therefore, you should make sure to have natural light. I think home designers and architects always talking about getting natural light. Yizar milasik b'ksiva oilikris b'sefer. You should be careful from writing or reading. Oilasis kamalacha daka ba'ar ben hashmashas. During the Arba in Hashemoshes, it's not healthy to read or do anything that requires heavy reading. The same thing in the middle of the day when the sun is at its strongest. Don't write a lot or read in the sefer with small letters. And any malacha daka, I'm assuming like sewing and these type of things, don't do any of that at night. Okay, just staring at something white is also damaging. That's why the sky is blue like Tchelis, it's not white. It shouldn't damage the eyes. And now to look at something that's pure red, and same thing by fire. Mazik gamkein, that's also damaging. That's why they say when you solder, when people are soldering, a very, very bright light. You're not supposed to look at it. And I'm assuming also by the eclipses, I don't know if that's a bright light, but fine. So Oshin Vareach Gofres Mazik and gamkein, smoke and sulfur are also damaging. V'chein avagdak and small, what do you call it, dust. A ruach habala negre naim, or wind that comes into the eyes, and alicha maruba, walking a lot, upsi agasa, and taking very big steps, bechia maruba, too much crying, kamashamarakasav, kaluba demayis einai. My eyes were got ruined because of tears. Vakasha mikulan hu mishkal, and the worst is a lot of intimacy. Our mitzvah Hashem bara meiras einayim. Right? Mitzvah Hashem, doing mitzvahs, which is, usually means Torah, that makes your eyes have light. Right? So all these other things are damaging. So again, the basic rule. Now we're done with the health, and now we get back into literal halacha tomorrow. Bez Hashem. But the bottom line is everything that we do should be down the middle, and that's it. Nothing more than that. And then will be everything gradual, nothing sudden, And that's then we'll be healthy. All right. On that note, everybody should talk and be healthy, and they should have a fine night.